For me, this has always been a political question more than an economic question. A lot of conservatives say, well, we can't afford to fund our social safety net. We've overspent and we're bankrupt. That's the narrative at the moment. It's the Tea Party narrative. It's increasingly the mainstream Republican narrative. We've got to cut. We've got to slash and burn everything because otherwise our country is going to sink. And a lot of people talk about Greece. They keep saying, oh, we're going to become like Greece, or, oh, we've already become like Greece. And to me, there's a sort of medical analogy we could use here. Greece is a small country with very, very profound economic problems, genuine economic problems. It's run out of money, not being the least of them. When Greece spends money at the moment, it's basically spending loans from the European Union. It's completely out of cash. The medical analogy would be it's got a disease like cancer. It's got a disease that's eating it away. But the American body politic doesn't have cancer. It's got anorexia. We are choosing not to nourish our public infrastructure. We've got a political narrative in play that basically says it is wrong to fund things like healthcare properly. It's wrong to fund things like public works programs properly. We could do it. We're a $17 trillion economy. We're by far the largest economy in the world. We have by far the most billionaires in the world. We have a tremendous amount of money that could be used if we chose to use it. If we chose to raise taxes on certain groups. If we chose to raise taxes on certain corporations. If we chose to readjust maybe 2 to 3% of our gross national product, a few hundred billion out of that 17 trillion, we have all of the wherewithal economically to create a viable new war on poverty.